Hello, this is Wildcards, the show where you vote for what we spend our time talking about. This is the second attempt at starting because I've just gotten a bit freaked out at the sound of my own voice, which bodes well for the rest of the show. But hey, here we are. And with me, hopefully absolutely fine with the sounds of their own voices, are Harriet Pryor, Mike Kearney, Andy Bell and Joel Murray. And it's exciting because we get to watch Liverpool again.
Sorry, point of order, not Murray, Richards.
Joel, sorry.
Keep this in. This should be great content.
Who's Joel Murray?
Joel Sanderson, what do you think about?
Joel Sanderson.
Yeah. It's
Joel Sanderson Murray.
Joel Sanderson Murray. There we go. Sorry.
We've got a lot of good Joels on our roster.
Joel Richards. You know. Imagine if you just gone with that. The whole show and been like, yeah, that's fine. No worries at all. That's my name now. Joel Richards. right. Okay. So we're going to go on with LFC present and just move straight past that. I mean, at least it's not like calling Phil Blundell Paul. Not quite. But LFC present and your options are Missy Bokaines, Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain and Di Boccarigi. And the winner by quite a small margin was Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain, who some people want to talk about. But I've already been forewarned that some wild cards will be getting played in this category. If you've not listened to this before, what have you been doing for the past few years? But the rules are everyone's got a wild card and they can use it whenever they want. So if there's a category that's won in the public vote, or a topic rather within the category that has won in the public vote that they don't want to talk about, they can use their wild card and they can chat about whatever they want to that hasn't won in the public vote. So that may be happening now. I sense that Harriet Pryor may be doing exactly that. But
I just hate democracy. What can I say?
I just like to overturn what people want. Democracy doesn't work and that's fine. But we'll start with Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain if anyone would like to talk about him. And Mike, I'll come to you first. What do you feel about the Alex that we have seen so far this season? I feel like for a long time he has not been, well, I don't think he's ever been the same player since the injury that he gets. And I don't think he's had the opportunity to become the same player that he was before the injury. But I feel like this season is the closest that we've seen to him return into his former self, or rather return into kind of a new iteration of himself, because I guess you never really go back to the exact same player that you were before. Obviously, at Brighton, he's not great, but not many people were great at Brighton. And he was great against Atletico. And I feel like we're kind of starting to see him coming back into the form that we wanted to see and that got kind of cruelly interrupted. But I don't know how you feel about him as a player at this point for Liverpool FC.